Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune to the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer and in the Word of God, a message, a time of worship and praise where we just join together in Jesus' name and lift Him up and exalt Him. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Bring your choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name, and I hope you'll tell someone else that we're here, and I hope they can just worship with us for the whole 30 minutes. And if the radio time is inconvenient, our website is always available, and I post fresh broadcasts there every week, www.pentecostalradio.org. And you click listen online, select the date, and just worship with us each day. And then while you're on the website, if you'd like to make a contribution with your debit or credit card, just click donate on the front page and follow the prompts. There are no hidden fees or charges. It does work get through PayPal. You don't have to have an account or any such thing. Praise the Lord. Well, let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Coming to us today from 2 Samuel 22:33, he says, God is my strength and power, and He maketh my way perfect. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Let's have a great time, and by the time this half hour is over, we want you to know that you have been in the presence of the Lord. We want to worship and praise Him from the depths of our hearts, and we want God to know that He has been worshiped and praised with everything that we've got to offer those of us that are worshiping together. Page 271 in the Melodies of Praise hymnal, here's one written by C.P. Jones, I Believe the True Report, taken right from the Word of God.
I believe the true report, hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed the outer court, oh glory be to God. I am all on Jesus' side, on the altar sanctified. To the world of sin I've died, hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have passed the riven veil where the glories never fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I'm a king and priest to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. By the cleansing of the blood, oh glory be to God. By the Spirit's power and light, I am living day and night in the holiest place so bright. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, sing it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have passed the ribbon veil where the glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I have passed the outer court. Hallelujah to the Lamb, which God once did God conceal. Oh, glory be to God, that the blood has brought me in to God's holiness so clean, where there's death to self and sin. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have passed the ribbon veil where the glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I'm within the holiest pale. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I have passed the inner veil. Oh, glory be to God. I am sanctified to God by the power of the blood. Now the Lord is my abode. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have passed the ribbon veil where the glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. Let's sing that chorus again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have passed the ribbon veil where the glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. Isn't that wonderful to be able to sing, I am living in the presence of the King? You Bible readers are familiar with the tabernacle and the temple, and that song referring to the veil that was rent in twain when Jesus resurrected from the dead. We now have access to the throne of God, where at one time only the high priest could go and offer sacrifice once a year. But we're thankful today that we have daily access. We have hourly access, and even every minute we have access to Him. We can boldly approach the throne of God. We can come before Him boldly, the Scripture says, and we can present our needs. We don't have to wait until we're invited to come. We don't have to wait till He extends the scepter to us. But we can get on our knees and call upon the name of the Lord. And if you can't kneel, if you're not in a situation where you can kneel, you can presently call upon the name of the Lord. It's not your body posture that is so important. It's the fact that you call upon the name of the Lord. And if you're unsaved today, you may be driving the car down the road, and you know, you may be in a business, you may be at work, you just may be in the comforts of your home, you may be camping somewhere, wherever you may be, wherever you are right now, if you're under conviction and you feel the Lord tugging with your heart, and no doubt you do, you can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. There's no such thing as repeating the sinner's prayer. What we have to do, every sinner has to make his own prayer. There's not one just generic prayer that will work for everybody. There may be an example of a prayer,
But that prayer has got to come from your heart. Heavenly Father, I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm sorry that I've sinned. I repent of my sins. Take away my sins. Wash my heart and make it clean and save my soul in Jesus' name. I want to live for you. Songs or words similar to something like that. That's just a little example for you. But you can talk to Jesus just like you talk to anyone else. You don't have to be bashful. You don't have to be shy. You don't have to be withdrawn. Boldly approach the throne of grace. Be serious about this matter. Let him know that you want to be saved. Let's pray today, church. Father, we're thankful today for the Word of God. We're thankful, Lord, that we can call on you. And we're just glad, Lord, today that the precious promise says in Psalms 116, gracious is the Lord and righteous, and yea, our God is merciful. Thank you, Lord, that mercy's door is open wide today. Jesus said there is no other way. You may come and live forever and serve him while you may. Don't let that door of mercy close on you. Use this service to speak to some heart. Lord, someone wherever they may be in whatever time that they may be listening, I pray in Jesus' name today that you'll speak to hearts. And today will be the day, Lord, that at least one person repents of his or her sin. One person, Lord, knows the joy of sins forgiven and the peace that only comes through Christ Jesus. Bless the rest of this service. Bless the sick today, Lord. Minister to every need as it comes forth. And we'll worship and praise you in Jesus' name. Fill this service. Fill our presence with the glory of God. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Well, let's sing it again. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, he's a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Well, someone said the devil's almighty, and I beg to differ with you. Even if the devil was mighty, God is the Almighty. But Jesus said about himself that all power in heaven and in earth is given to him. So if the devil's mighty, where does he get his power and his strength from? Because the Lord said it's all given to him. Well, it's great to be with you today. I'll give you some contact information a little later on, but let's just let the Spirit flow and let's continue our worship and our praise to the Lord. And Christians, I want you to be praying that someone will be saved. Here's something happened on that mountain.
I read and searched and tried to fill the emptiness in me. So I climbed the highest hill to see what I might see. I went to cripple blinded then, no hope to find the way. And came back leaping full of joy, with eyes clear as day. And something happened on that mountain. I met Jesus face to face. When I prayed through the clouds of doubt and fear, I found out he was near. I climbed the mountain broken, but I came back whole that day. I felt the power within me move. Something sure had changed. I felt that I'd been turned around, my whole life rearranged. I knew the very moment I found victory. I reached a hand toward the sky, and one reached back for me. And something happened on that mountain. I met Jesus face to face. When I prayed through the clouds of doubt and fear, I found out He was near. I climbed the mountain broken, but I came back whole that day. Oh, let's sing it, worship Him.
And something happened on that mountain.
I met Jesus face to face. When I prayed through the clouds of doubt and fear, I found out He was near. I climbed the mountain broken, but I came back whole that day.
And have your Bible open in just a little while to Philippians chapter 3. Verse 18, we're going to continue a message we started on a recent broadcast. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We're here each week at this same time, the Lord permitting and providing. Thank you for helping making it possible. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you had something you'd like to share with us, it would just help us to keep coming to you. And if you don't have any funds, we still want to know you're there. You can send us a song request. Don't be shy or bashful. Just let us know you're there. We get so excited. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And you can call or text 618-214-1410. And then the website I've already told you about, www.pentecostalradio.org. And you can click listen online and hear the service. And you can click donate on the front page and make a contribution to help our broadcast ministry continue. Your funds are not used for anything else other than to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, thank you so very much for being in our radio audience each time or as often as you can. Here's one entitled, I Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for all His creation. I praise Him for the breath of life He gave so free. I praise Him for the rivers and the oceans. But most of all, I praise the Lord for saving me. I want to praise the Lord for saving my soul from sin. I want to praise Him for the joy and peace within. When I was lonely and blue, my Lord, He knew what to do. I praise the Lord for saving my soul. Fair. or sorrow. In that good land, we'll never have a pain or care. He's coming back for all those who are ready. Oh, praise the Lord, I want to meet him in the air. I want to praise the Lord for saving my soul from sin. I want to praise him for the joy and peace within. When I was lonely and blue, my Lord, he knew what to do. I want the Lord for saving my soul. I want to praise the Lord for saving my soul from sin. I want to praise him for the joy and peace within. When I was lonely and blue, my Lord, he knew what to do. I want the Lord for saving my soul.
Well, those are songs you just can't hardly quit singing. From the book of Philippians, chapter 3, beginning with verse 18, he says, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." Paul mentions here that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. And we talked about this recently as to the fact that they deny the Lord. He mentions that in those verses of Scripture. They deny the Lord. Isn't it a terrible thing to deny the Lord? That means that they openly resist and they refuse to obey. They deny the Lord. They are enemies of the cross. They are not the friends of Christ. And it's hard for me to believe, because I've always been a churchgoer since I was 7 days old. But I am inclined to believe, and I know it's a fact, that the Word of God teaches these things, and there are individuals out there that are as far from God as we're trying to be close to God, and they are enemies of the cross. They hate the cross as much as we love the cross. As much as we cling to the cross, they resist it to the same extent. They oppose every demand of the cross on their life. And they oppose the message of the cross by not lending an ear to hear the message that God has for us. They're opposed to the preaching of the cross with full force of their carnal natures. Listen to this. The call of the cross has no appeal upon them. I mentioned earlier, and each broadcast I try to pray for those that are unsaved, that God will save them. I trust that there are some of you out there, if you're in the situation and you're classified as an enemy of the cross, and currently you are defying all these things, I trust and pray that through the leading of the Spirit and the preaching of the Word on my broadcast and in my church and others that you may come in contact with, that somehow or another the Lord will get to your heart and you will realize which side of the road you're on, and you'll do like Moses when he came down from the mountain. He said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Come over here with me." And you'll cross the road and come on over here with me. Right now, the call of the cross has no appeal to you. People hate that. They ignore that. They resist the gospel. They are very, very bitter, and they're the bitterest enemies of the cross, and they battle against it. It's hard for me to believe that this goes on, but I want you to know that it is apparent, and it is common, and it is in the world. You and I as a church have a responsibility, and we as preachers and witnesses, Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 said we are his witnesses. We are witnesses of these things. We have an opportunity and we have a responsibility to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And we're going to deal with bitter enemies, and we're going to deal with those that hate the cross, and we're going to deal with those that battle against it. But we're going to take the message to them that the cross will convict them of their sins, and the cross of Jesus Christ is the message they need to hear. And if they'll repent of their sins, the Lord will forgive them of their sins. Even though these are gross sins, and they're sins that I can hardly even imagine in my life, they are there still. They are sins that the Lord will forgive if someone will come to Jesus, even though they're as bitter as quinine, someone says. And even though they've been in a rage of the battle against it, the Lord is willing and ready to forgive those individuals of those sins, just like he's ready to forgive a little innocent child of his sins. Oh, yes, let's pray. Let's ask God to deal with their heart. Those that have stood against the cross could possibly, yes, it's possible. And if they would just come to him, their stand against the cross would wither away, and they would see the cross of Jesus Christ in its fullness and the plan of salvation and repent of their sins. God will save them. You're not too good to stay away, and you're not too bad to come and join us. They may defy their own lust. Their God is their belly. The very thing that God has crucified as devilish, they crowned as divine. But I want you to know God will forgive them of those things. They had a God whom they adored and adorned. That God was themselves and their own carnal appetites. But yet God will forgive them of their sins. There are those that live in unstrained emotions, but God will forgive them of their sins. There are those that live with unlimited appetites for sin, but forgiveness is there through the old rugged cross. Oh, yes, there are those that have unchecked desires in their bellies. Their God is their bellies, but it is a sin that can be forgiven if someone will repent. Their unbridled indulgences in secret sins has filled their cup. But when they come to the Lord Jesus Christ with that cup full of sin and with that heart as black as stone, as black as sin and as hard as stone, a God that we serve is ready to forgive them of their sins. Oh, yes, their cry is to eat and drink and be merry. This was their God. This was their glory, and this was their shame. They mind earthly things. But I want you to know today, as I said, God is willing to forgive them. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Someone today needs to know, even though you're destroying your own life and your end is destruction, that God is there to rescue the perishing and care for the dying. Thank you for worshiping with us today. We'll probably continue this again. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. I want
want to praise the Lord for saving my soul
from sin.
I want to praise Him for the joy and peace within.